This is In Demand's backstage pass tonight from night one of Kylie's Kiss Me Once tour. We're here in Liverpool, and the star of the show is here, Kylie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Well, excited, nervous. Yep.
Lots of emotions.
And many other things in between.
First of all, thank you for letting us come backstage and build a radio studio in your backstage area. That's amazing. We appreciate
that. Are you comfortable here? You've got a nice space, actually.
Yeah, I'm happy. Some more water would be good, maybe.
All right, okay.
And some M&Ms. And I'm not sure what your fruit platters are like in your changing room, but we're a little low on bananas.
Done.
How are you feeling? Because it's night number one of the tour. This is huge. This is the big build-up.
I feel, as I said, excited, nervous. And there's a kind of sense of relief as well, because we've been working on this for months and months. And, of course, the closer you get, everything starts to knit together, and there's always stuff that isn't sorted out. So, you know, it's a little bit of, okay, when are you ever ready? We just got to go out and do it and have a crowd. Like, we could keep rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing and fine-tuning, but I think so much depends on having the audience in. I mean, that's the point. So this is a really delectable time, because you only have this once on tour. The merging of all the work that you've been doing to get to this point, and then lift off and actually being on tour, and the show comes into existence.
So are we pretty much ready for liftoff? We're in the cockpit.
I hope so.
The seatbelts are on. We're good to go.
Yeah, buckle up.
I do have some sewing skills, so I'm not sure if you need any help with the costumes quickly.
Well, we always do.
Really?
You can do some darning?
I could give it a go. I have a good Scottish mum. She did taught me how to darn.
Excellent.
I've had a look around the stage. It looks amazing.
Thanks. Yeah,
your dancers are incredible.
I know. Fit.
Oh, jeez. I tell you, we're sitting right opposite them.
I know. Oh, it's too much, right?
It's getting hot in here. And your costumes are incredible as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried a few on. They're a little tight on me, but they look good.
Nothing Velcro won't fix.
How many changes are you doing in the show? How many costumes
I have
do you
seven.
Have? Seven.
Yeah.
Is there one that you're a little nervous about? Is there one that's going to be...
all of them, because the stage tends to get quite slippery, and slippery stage and high heels, not the greatest combination. But there's one outfit by Jean-Paul Gaultier, which is kind of like four outfits in one. So
okay.
A bit of that has to go well, because it all happens on stage.
Describe
who knows?
That outfit to me. What's that like? Is that every
it's
girl's
pink,
dream?
And then it's pink, and it's pink, and then it's more pink.
It's a lot of pink.
Yeah. It's in a section called Doll's House.
Okay.
So I will let you run with imagination.
All right, okay. Oh,
Let me add 80s.
Oh, 80s. 80s pink.
80s pink
That's
Doll's House.
That's a lot
house.
Better now than 2014 pink, isn't it? Now, I read as well that you said there's a different energy on this tour and leading up to this tour. What did you mean by that, different vibe?
I've been working quite hard to just not slip into really old habits of just getting... way too stressed and way too, you know, like we are traveling to Mars. We're not. We're putting on a show, which does come with a whole lot of challenges. But I'm working with such great people, and they bring so much talent and heart. Importantly, bring a lot of heart to the project. So I just want people to stay relatively calm, have a really fun time, but keep a kind of soft energy around the show. You know, really peak when you need to when we're performing, but the rest of the time, you know, enjoy the ride. I forget to enjoy it sometimes myself, so I guess that's a vibe that I'm trying to put in as well. Like, this is a great opportunity to do a show. Everyone gets to be creative, and we get to, you know, players get to play, dancers dance, I perform. It's kind of magical, so I'm trying to appreciate that as we're going along.
And you know what you just described, there's pretty good way to run your life, isn't it?
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to put that in my life as well.
This is In Demand, live as Kylie Minogue kicks off her tour.
So how do you go through and pick what songs to do and what tracks from all your records and all your hits? And
I think that's been the hardest part
of
putting this entire show together, is the set list, because it's a Kiss Me Once tour, so we want to bring songs from the album to life. This is the moment to do that. But, of course, I want to try and get as many hits in as possible. So we try and find ways to do that. For example, 80s Doll's House, we get to kind of put a bunch of memories in that section. But there's going to be songs that people don't hear. That's just how it is with every tour.
Absolutely.
But I really hope we've done the best selection we can. And I challenge anyone, if they want to do their own set list, it's really hard.
I can imagine it would be.
Because, you know, I don't need a 3-hour show.
Oh, we would like one.
Really?
That would be nice. You'd be exhausted afterwards. Do you do the locomotion in this one?
No.
No? She's so lucky.
Yeah. 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 Well, I did locomotion my last couple of tours, so I thought, okay,
give
it's
it a
time
rest.
And that is part of the decision-making process with the set list is, I think, a lot of people who come to my show have been before, so I have to consider what they heard the last tour and what they heard the tour before.
Yeah. What's one track you're looking forward to performing tonight? Is there one that you just see coming down the list and you're like, all right, here we go?
Actually, Kiss Me Once.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've done it, – it's a song that I really – I always loved, and I think it just comes to life on the stage. And it's a very pure moment in the set. There's not a lot happening, but it's a nice moment. Go!
Hey, this is Kylie, live backstage at the Echo Arena. Kylie Minogue is in demand.
This is In Demand's Backstage Pass. Tonight we're with Kylie.
Do you get to go backstage at all concerts?
Well, there's a few. It's working out quite well.
Yeah, right.
To be honest, Kylie,
You must be well-behaved and not eat too much catering.
Well, the catering is my one downfall. I've had a little look in your catering room today. It looks pretty good.
What have you had today? I eat really boringly because I have to be sensible. So you won't find cupcakes and, you know, fry-ups in my room.
Not having the steak.
Go to the crew. They have all the good stuff.
Yeah, trust me, I've been there. They are hooked up. The crew are hooked up. We love the crew. Now, you signed to Roc Nation. This is a big world tour. I'm thinking, has Jay-Z gotten in touch trying to blag some tickets yet for when you're in
town? There's a list. There's a list.
He's on
it. I don't even know if he'll see the show because I'm quite removed from him. I mean, it's his company, but we kind of just get on and do our thing. And I'm excited for the oldest members of my team. I mean, I've been with Parlophone since 2000. My first single with them was Spinning Around. So that was a start. It was a good lift off with a new record company. So there's people who have been to every concert, and then there's new friends and associates, like through Roc Nation. So a lot of those people will be seeing my show for the first time. So I hope they all enjoy it.
This is In Demand, live as Kylie Minogue kicks off her tour.
Now, you did, of course, The Voice, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Rita Ora just confirmed to be a new judge on The Voice
today. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for her, yeah. I'm happy for the team because she's a nice girl.
What's some advice you would give Rita taking on the challenge?
Get ready.
Yeah?
Because it's... Well, I found the initial days of like the first few days where you're doing blind auditions, it's intense. It's so intense. And it's, for me, it was like baptism of fire. Like, oh my God, there's no getting out of this chair now, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure? So yeah, get ready. But it's a really fun ride. And I think she's got a very open personality. She has an incredible voice and a great spirit. So I think I'm really happy. I was thinking, who's going to sit in my seat? No doubt, as Jessie J did when everyone was wondering who would go in after Jessie. But I think it's great, and I wish her all the best.
All right. Have you seen Harold Bishop lately?
Nope.
No.
Have you?
No, I haven't. And you know what? I tried to track him down for an interview. I really did. He was on my list of famous people I wanted to track
down.
I still haven't got hold of him.
Sorry,
thought
I can't even help
Twitter.
You.
Thought you may have him on Twitter. Because I grew up in New Zealand, of course.
Yeah.
Neighbours was huge there. My sister's name was Charlene. She married a Scot.
No.
I'm telling you, she married
Stop
a Scot.
The press.
And I still give her grief to this day about it.
But did
you're
she...
You're the first wedding I went to.
Did
Your wedding.
On TV?
Yeah. We dressed up and everything.
You did not?
Well, it was just such a big ordeal. And
did
we,
you really?
We did. We thought,
my God.
And we set little deck chairs up and we had some catering in and the friends from the neighbourhood came around.
That is possibly the best thing I've ever heard. No one's ever told me that.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just told Kylie I was at her wedding. I didn't get you a present, which is awkward. So we've got you something now.
No, all right. Well, okay, thanks.
The iPhone, obviously only the 4 you don't want.
No, I don't want that.
No, it was incredible. And I just thought I should mention that.
You know what? One of my greatest pleasures is hearing stuff like that. It could be totally random, but just knowing that over the years, and it's been many, many years, is connections with people that I'll never know about unless you tell me, and it's the coolest thing.
Yeah, so I was there.
But when your sister got married, did she have the baby's breath in her hair? the jip? Did she have the leg of mutton sleeves?
I wasn't invited to her wedding. What happened at yours?
After your bad behaviour.
That was really awkward. They were like, no, definitely come to the family one if that's what it's like. Hey, it's been awesome chatting to you.
Thanks.
All right, this is In Demand's Backstage Pass with Kylie. We're going wandering shortly. We're going to go have a look while you're on stage. We're going to have a look backstage and see what's going on.
I'll be watching.
I'll give you
your
dressing room a little, you know, we'll tidy up for you, okay? Anything you need ironed?
Yeah, I'll just leave it in a pile by the door.
Hey, thanks, Kylie.